96.3 WHUR, Chris Brown, Gunna Heat. It's that time.
Gossip and all things juicy. It's the AMPM report.
Yeah. Happy birthday going out to everyone celebrating a birthday today. And you know, today is, what's the Navy is all happy right now. Rihanna is celebrating her 32nd birthday today.
We want the album. Give us the album.
No, more makeup and more Fenty, more all that.
She's fabulous.
Not, she's not, but well, she turns a big 32 today, and all of her fans are just sharing love all over Instagram and Twitter. Also, we got a lot of other birthdays today. Trevor Noah turns 36 today.
So funny.
Charles Barkley turns 57.
Now, I would have thought he was older than
really?
That.
For real? How old would you think?
64.
Really?
Yeah.
64?
So random.
Mark?
Yeah, 64.
No,
half.
I mean, but to balance it out, baby, if you knew that Jordan around the same age, you wouldn't be surprised. Right.
Because they played together.
Yeah, Jordan's not 60 either. So.
Yeah, Jordan seems younger to me. I don't know. That's just me.
Okay. Also, you were speaking about him the other day. Sidney Poitier turns 93 today.
That's amazing. Him and Harry Belafonte, just old like a mug.
And strong.
Looking strong.
That's right.
All right. And you talked about this earlier on your timeline. Whitney Houston's hologram tour is set to begin in Europe.
Yes.
And they say it's just the right time. And you talked about this earlier. People paying to go see a hologram of Whitney Houston.
And you asked me about the ticket prices. It looks like you can get into the room for about, you know, $35. It's pounds or what have you.
Into the room.
But it goes up to like 90. I mean, it's a legitimate concert with backup dancers and a whole band.
Mm-hmm.
So you're paying for all of that, I guess.
Okay. So
and Whitney's good music.
And no autographs after the concert, though.
You know what?
Okay. Right, I'm just saying.
Anyway, also in other news.
We're trying to make it one day with no hate calls.
Your favorite. Okay. Your favorite best friend, ride or die, if you watch Insecure, Yvonne Orji, yes, she plays Molly. She is going to be recording her first hour-long comedy special at Howard University on February
29th. Okay, I didn't even know she was a comedian.
Yes, she is.
She's really funny, though.
She is really funny, and she is going to be here. She shot some of her comedy footage in Nigeria, where she is originally from, and it's going to be directed by Chris Robinson, and it's going to be really, really nice, so look out for that.
We want her in this studio.
Yeah,
let's do a campaign. Let's tweet her.
Everybody tweet her and get her in the studio.
Absolutely.
Also in the news, okay, this is some good things. Okay, we've been talking about Snoop for the past 2 weeks. Well, he is doing this big, big festival. He's in the promotions game, sort of like putting on shows. And he just announced his show, Lovers and Friends, that will be taking place May 9th in this year. Everybody is on the show. If you are on social media, you have seen. This is the lineup. I'm just going to name some of the people on the lineup: Lauryn Hill, Usher, Ludacris, Little John, TLC, Sean Paul, Summer Walker, Megan Thee Stallion, Ja Rule, Fat Joe, Trick Daddy, Twista, Genuine, Drew Hill, Next 112, Mario, Mace, Cameron, Trina, Tweet, A. Marie, Baby Bash, Frankie J. I mean, there's and Nina Scott and John B. There's so that's not even it. But anyway,
it's like one day of an Essence Festival all in one day.
Right. So what do you think about that? Will you go to it?
I think it sounds amazing.
All right, and we got Snoop here too. He's saying something about it.
What up, the Lovers and Friends concert? I am one of the booking agents, one of the promoters to the show. Sending a message to Lil' Kim. Lil' Kim, get at me on the DM.
You know what?
So we can get at you about this money. We was talking to some of these people that we thought we was talking to some of these people. Get at me on the DM so we can try to get you this money. See
okay.
This thing
you know what?
But as far as everybody else on the show, 100% confirmed. So make sure you get your tickets when they come out because they're going to go fast.
Okay.
I mean, real fast.
Okay.
You seen the list.
But
Lil' Kim.
You
get
know
at me, Logan. Get at me.
But my concern is when you go to those shows, you might be going to see somebody and you don't know when they're going to be on.
Right.
So you just
take a sleeping bag. You're going to be there for a minute.
All right, Gayle King's going to be the MC.
Oh, you know what?
What?
Anyway.
Too soon?
That's funny.
You're listening to Allison Seymour and Mark Clark.